That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Pata Vedra listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us as we celebrate Memorial Day. I pray that you're tuned in. I pray that you're joining in the festivities that so often you find across America, barbecues and the singing, and most sitting down watching football, baseball, or some type of sports game, a leisure. But I pray that you're tuned in from the standpoint of what does this really mean to us? As we celebrate Memorial Day, I believe we need to not forget the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives that have been given in dedication to our freedom and our religious liberties. We must never forget to thank God for the brave men and women that have gone on before us, whose shoulders we stand on today with the liberty and the freedom that we have. I'm not talking about just those in military uniform, though that is important, and that's what we celebrate when we talk about Memorial Day, but I'm talking about also those men of renown, our founding fathers, that risked their lives and their fortunes and their futures, and they did in fact surrender those simply for the fact of giving us the Declaration of Independence and the freedoms that we have today found therein. I'm thankful for it. I pray that you are. During the course of the broadcast today, we're going to invite you to call, share with us some memory that you have from the standpoint of a friend, a relative, neighbor, a loved one, son or daughter, mom or dad, that's died because of being in uniform, defending our liberties for the United States of America. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. During the course of the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. What does a Memorial Day mean to you? How do you celebrate Memorial Day as a Christian? I'm looking at a couple of headlines. I'll read the material later. Memorial Day as Americans, as an American Christian on Memorial Day. And the subtitle says, thank God for the land of our birth and the courage of those willing to die for it. Do we do that? I pray that you do. We're here today with Dr. Glenn Davis. Dr. Davis and I will be talking about Memorial Day and what we should do and how we should celebrate it. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here. Looking forward to what God's going to say as we share with our listeners today something about Memorial Day that I believe is imperative that we understand.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me here on today. And of course, it's always a pleasure to be able to minister to our radio audience, especially on this Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I want to say happy Memorial Day to everyone, especially to those who have served and those who are serving right now.
Yes.
And as well, amen, we want to thank our public servants, amen, as well. Not mm-hmm. just the military, amen, but we're looking at our, amen, men in blue. Amen. Right. The amen. Policemen, yes. The firemen, the yes. EMTs. Yes. Amen. Right. There's just a whole list of people, amen, that we need to thank. But most especially, Dr. Youngblood, as I began to read down through the scriptures, when I came to Exodus chapter 3, just to look back upon the history of the children of Israel,
yes.
God told Moses at the burning bush, first, have them to remember my name.
Mm-hmm.
I am that,
that I am. Amen.
Now, that's what we need to do. First and foremost, let us remember God. Let us never forget what he had done for us.
Yes.
Because if it had not been for him working through the men in the military, that's yes. what we got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
God worked through them
yes.
in order to procure
yes.
the freedom that we can enjoy right yes. now on today
absolutely.
As, amen, a constitutional republic.
Amen.
I thank God
amen.
For that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank
Praise
you
God.
For that. That was a little nugget. I was thankful for that.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget, as we face the issues, we do so not based on denominational dogma, not based on political rhetoric, not based on philosophical theory, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement. He says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, as we study the Word, as we meditate on the Word, as we allow the Word of God to permeate our hearts, it sets us free from the factors of life and what we see taking place with the satanic, demonic entanglement with every aspect of life and living. And it's getting more so in that realm each day. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected today. I don't know if you've noticed that. Truth is rejected. There's a mindset somehow, some way, that we do not need to depend on truth. Half-truth is a whole lie. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today where about 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say, and I'm looking at a headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. That's the reason we're in the deep, deep, deep turmoil and problem that we're facing today, is that there seems to be a mindset that there's no relevancy, there's no real truth. There's nothing that we can depend on. In fact, that age group says that each person determines his or her own version of truth. But it's the truth book, the Bible. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. I don't think that we understand as deeply as I understand what is being said in that. We have the truth book. We are the custodians of the truth book. We, speaking to the Christians, the church. And yet we find today many, many, many so-called Christians that are, in fact, Dr. Davis and I were talking before the broadcast about how so many Christians today seemingly are going along to get along with the mindset that this is the best there is, not going to be anything better, and we can just easily travel down the street without worrying about, wondering about, or trying to defend the future of the great nation that we call America. The liberties Amen. And the freedoms that we have today are rapidly being eviscerated, and we're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast. But we need to look back, as I do, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is to defend the truth, even to death. I don't think we think about that. Defending truth and defending liberty, I put side by side. It's the Memorial Day celebration that will celebrate those in uniform and those that were in uniform that gave their all that we might have the liberties that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291. Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time are now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family. Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a few more moments of monologue introduction, we'll start taking our callers, and our lines will be open. But right now, let me just remind you, ladies and gentlemen, on a global basis, our nation is facing the enemy, the global enemies. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, as we do see this taking place, we must never forget to thank God for our brave men and women that put on the uniform and face the national enemy, the international enemies that give us the freedom that we have today. Our enemies, ladies and gentlemen, the global enemies, may we pray that God will continue to give us men and women in uniform that will stand bravely and proudly to protect God-given freedom that He's given us. We must not only not forget, but we must remember that our freedom is not free. Ladies and gentlemen, it cost hundreds of thousands of lives for us to be alive today and to basically have the freedom today and the free people, and consider the number of soldiers that have died for our country. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just take a moment and read you a brief introductory, how would you say, description, and little geography as well as data. Headline: Memorial Day by the numbers, casualties of every American war. Won't go into great detail, but this article starts out with America war deaths have varied dramatically. Some fell to the enemy, many fell from diseases. Since the Revolutionary War ended, 646,596 American troops have died in battle. More than 539,000 died from other non-combat related casualties. Over the years, a lot of veterans have described the reason they volunteered to serve. Many admitted that they were afraid of dying in combat. No one ever asked them if they actually considered the odds of dying. They just said, "We want to go fight and defend our nation anyway," end quote. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, when you were talking about the millennials, that they believe there's no truth, do you think they realize that what they've done is accepted the father of all lies?
There's no question about that, Tom. I believe that they have been deceived. It's a demonic deception that permeates, I believe, the hearts and the lives of many today, and mostly found in the millennial age group. And I'm not trying to undercut them. We've got many, many, many good Christian young ladies and young men that love the Lord in that age group. But for the majority, as a statistical data informational packet, I think that we need to understand that they've grown up in these loose likes lost liberal universities controlled by the socialist Marxist professors, and they believe the lie. That's the reason we have so many of them marching and demonstrating in our universities and the hallways and the bridges, blocking the bridges and the highways as a result of the lie that they've been told. It is a demonic delusion, is I believe what we're witnessing.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, when you're talking about delusion, deception, if you believe that the Democratic Party is a warm, loving, kind party that wants to see the lower class move up, you've created a party. There is no party like that. And also, if you believe that you can support a pro-homosexual, pro-abortion candidate, you've created a God that doesn't exist. Is that true?
I would say that you're spot on with the statement, and I go back as you're speaking. I am recalling watching much of the Donald Trump rally yesterday in New York, and I was fascinated by the fact that you could find just about every race, creed, or color there, and interview after interview after interview, they talked about how they had been lied to, and deceived for so many years, and now they have basically said, we are free because we're voting for Donald Trump because we know what he has done, what he can do, and Joe Biden has not done that. He's lied to us. So it's a deception. They're trying to deceive them and saying, no, just like now with the Biden administration canceling the debt, billions of dollars of debt for those that have gone to college and gotten worthless credentials and now canceling their debt. U.S. Supreme Court said he can't do that. He's doing it anyway, and he's doing that simply to buy the votes. But I think that we have citizens in America today, and yesterday's rally in New York by Donald Trump validated my feeling that people are waking up. They're coming to the realization and the recognition that what has been a lie told by the Biden administration, and that lie has now come to its the end of the road, as I call it. So I'm thankful that we're seeing people wake up, but you're right. It is a delusion. It's a demonic delusion, and we're fighting a battle, and it's not a battle between flesh and blood. Ephesians 6, 6:10 and following tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. That's a demonic battle that we're faced with. And it's my prayer, even as we celebrate Memorial Day, that we will recognize what has been, what is today, and what the future shall be if we do not wake up and change the trajectory of what's happening in America.
You're spot on, to quote Kenneth. But, Dr. Youngblood, when I look at it, hasn't the Muslims and the Chinese, they have used money to buy America, and they haven't used guns and bullets, but they've just used bribes, and basically they just about control America. Is that true?
It is 100% true. In fact, I find it fascinating that you asked that question, because there is a move today. In fact, I'm going to pull up an article here that we can talk about for a moment. Then we'll take our other callers. The headline says, Arab community leader in Dearborn, Michigan, 40 years ago, I'm quoting him now, 40 years ago, the mayor of Dearborn warned of the city's Arab problem. Now the Arabs are ruling Dearborn, Michigan, Dearborn Heights, Dearborn and the Hammurack area. We are on the road. Listen to what this Islamic leader in Dearborn, Michigan said. We're on the road to the White House, to Congress, to decision-making everywhere in America. We will control it. Goes further and it says the Arab American community is on the way to the White House, Congress, decision-making everywhere. Spoke at a dinner hosted by the Lebanese International Business Council in honor of former director of the Lebanese General Security Agency, Major General Abbas, who is known for his ties with the Lebanese Hezbollah. He goes on further to say, a new generation has emerged. We will clean the U.S. Congress and White House of bloodthirsty killers. He said, we're on the road to great victory in D.C. and there in Palestine also. U.S. Representative Rashid Tlaib, she goes on to praise Palestinian martyrs and said that Arabs will lift Palestinians all the way to victory, whether in Michigan or in Jenin, and that means... she said, using every means possible, including stones, guns, planes, drones, and rockets. That's coming out of our U.S. House of Representatives, not only those that are controlling Dearborn, Michigan. In fact, Michigan, Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin are just about totally under the domination control of Islamic jihadists. And I think that as we celebrate Memorial Day, as Christians and conservatives and patriots, we need to recognize, lest we see that and put brakes on it, we're going to witness the demise, the destruction, and the evisceration of anything that's called U.S. liberties and freedoms. I think it's time, especially as we celebrate Memorial Day, that we recognize the dangers ahead, lest we wake up. Tom, thank you so much. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. We have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I want to say this first. My brother was killed in Vietnam. I tried to call, join the service so I can get some revenge, but I was what they call the SSS, the Soul Surviving Son. And it is ridiculous. I want to ask you, have you heard that on that day, the LBGTQXYZ, whatever they call itself, I think it's the Acosta Bridge, supposed to show their colors instead of red, white, and blue. Have you heard about that?
Yes, and I'm gravely concerned about it. I think that every person listening under the sound of my voice today by this radio broadcast needs to pick up the phone and call the mayor's office. It is the mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, that Donna Deacon, that has authorized this to be so. The Acosta Bridge will be in the rainbow colors, celebrating the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite families, or individuals, if you will. She has authorized it. She has approved it. Taxpayers will pay the cost for their life. And I think it's time that we put brakes on it and say no. I think that there needs to be, as I use the term, blowing the telephone up. Get on the telephone, call the mayor's office. If they won't let you get through to the mayor, leave word. I demand that you stop recognizing and embracing and celebrating a sodomite lifestyle. And I think that we need to do that as citizens. I believe that across America, Christians need to wake up, speak up, and stand up. I believe that we're watching the evisceration of our freedoms and our liberties in America. And as we celebrate Memorial Day, we need to understand what those that have gone before us have given in their life's blood, that we could have the freedoms that we have today. And then we find these yahoos, as I call them, on the streets in our university cities and towns across America, screaming death to America and death to Israel, not realizing, not having sense enough to understand they've been totally indoctrinated, they've been totally brainwashed into believing that America's bad, and yet the America that they claim needs to be dead is the same America that gives them the freedom to speak the garbage that they're speaking. They don't recognize it. Their eyes are closed. It is a demonic, satanic blindness that we see taking place. So, Kenneth, I agree with you. I believe we need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, stop being silent. We need to be salt and light.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Our governor tried to stop this. I believe I heard this, that he said no, but the White House told him he had to do it. Am I right?
When you say he said no and the White House said he had to do it, what is that relating to? Is it relating to the bridge colors?
Yes, sir.
No, the White House has nothing to do with that. It is, and the governor, the past few years has said no on that, and yet you have local authority. It is the local rule that is taking place, and the present mayor, just as the rhino previous mayor, the present mayor is in your face, liberal. The previous mayor was a rhino that said okay, and I believe that it starts and stops at the mayor's office in Duval County.
I'm glad our governor didn't want to do it.
The governor had no say so for authorization or for any disauthorization, if you will. The governor's office probably would have said no if it has been asked. I'm not familiar with it, but it's local town rule that takes place. It is the local rulership decision that made that decision to do so. And so I think it's time that we say to the mayor's office, enough is enough. But Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying, especially as we celebrate Memorial Day, recognizing the families that have lost loved ones, the families that today have loved ones that are in military uniform, that perhaps they're on duty in foreign countries, that they will not have the joy and the pleasure of celebrating this Memorial Day with. We need to keep looking up, listening up for the trumpet sound, because our redemption draws near. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, what say you? What are your thoughts in relationship to what we see with these things taking place, rapid fire in America, with the mindset from the Islamic jihadists that we're going to control America, and yet seeing those that by the hundreds of thousands that have given their lives in history past for the freedoms that we celebrate? Do you believe that somehow, some way, Christians and conservatives, we have forgotten what has taken place. We've forgotten our responsibility as Christians and conservatives. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, basically, Dr. Youngblood, what I think has happened within the church walls, the four consecrated walls, with the leadership especially, I think we have compromised with society. Instead of preaching the true gospel, the word of God that condemns all such sin, and if we look at LGBTQ, those four, how many ever letters?
It's endless.
I think they've claimed maybe all 26 of the alphabet
yes,
by
that's
now.
That's right.
But either way, whatever letter it is, each of those letters stand for is an abomination in the sight of God.
Absolutely.
And if we look at abomination, that means that's detestable in his sight.
Right.
He hates it.
That's right.
But guess what? He does not hate the individual. He hates their actions. Now, he wants to save them, but if they don't want to be saved, then that's a different thing. They'll have to fall under his judgment. So what's happening, again, the church leaders are failing. They are falling down on the job. They are compromising with the people out in the world just to gain friendship with the world instead of standing forth truly on the word of God like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
They have compromised for, like you said, numbers, nickels, and noses.
That's it. Exactly.
To come into the church instead of preaching the true gospel, giving people the chance at eternal life something that really that they can really get, you know, out of life. In other words, I mean, there's no other way to get a true quality of life unless you're living by the word of God. And this is what we're failing to do. And it's very sad to me. This has not just started to happen. It's happened down through the years. I think what it's done is basically caught up with us and overtaken us now, because many leaders have gone on and left the church unprepared.
That's right.
I mean, some have taught things by tradition. And if we examine, there's nothing wrong with tradition in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the true basics of what tradition was taught upon or established upon, some of it was established upon error, because a lot of it was hearsay. This is the way that it was done.
Right.
This is what my granddad, grandmother said, so forth and so on. And some of that stuff didn't line up with the word of God.
Right.
So that caused an instability in the church. And now that's carried over into society. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why we see things happening as they are.
That's right.
But like those that are like you and I, who are going to blow the trumpet in Zion, in spite of, we're the watchmen standing on the wall, letting the world know, turn around now, repent, because judgment is coming. We are under judgment. I have to believe that in America right now, God is judging America.
Right. I believe
right
it.
Now.
I believe
for
it.
The sins that have been committed. But I don't think it's too late. And I thank God, because he's a God of second chances. So we still have a chance. But if we don't turn around right now, I'm afraid it's going to be Katie by the door.
Absolutely. And one of the things as we celebrate Memorial Day is to recognize that we have a responsibility to, as pastors, as Christians, as churches, to preach the truth in love. And I believe it's time that we stand in the pulpits. I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at a large, large article. It's talking about the number of casualties from every American war. And in it, it talks about the War of 1812, some 15,000 Americans. Mexican-American War, some 1,733 died. The Civil War deaths, some 650,000. Indian War deaths, and it goes on and on. Spanish-American War. World War One, 53,402 fell by the enemy, and 63,114 died from other causes, a total about 117,000. World War II, and it goes on and on with each of the wars that we fought, those that have lost their lives, and all of them fought and lost their lives for our freedom, for our liberties, and yet we find today the mindset of multitudes, even as Christians, not concerned about the freedom or the liberties that we have and that we're losing, lest we wake up, stand up, speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville, WAYL, St. Augustine, WATY, Folkston, Georgia, online at ilovethetruth.com.